That's Steve Eisenman talking about Bear Carter's injury. We talked about Bear Carter on Friday's show as a possibility. He was kind of in the range of players that they might be interested in. And look, you know, this is a...
Carter Bear, by the way.
Carter Bear, sorry. Bear Carter.
Just call him Bear.
Bear. We talked about Bear on Friday. Anyway, Bear's, you know, I mean, by counts, it's a good pick. It's just the problem with... It's going to be a minute before you see him. And I'm not sure Eisenman... There's good news and bad news, right? Eisenman should be GMing with a sense of urgency because... If they don't make significant progress, it feels like he very well could be out. But that sometimes means you make bad moves just to win now. And that doesn't, you know, there hasn't felt like there's a sense of urgency. It's felt like this has been super patient. So he's been super patient. And I'm not sure that, you know, you always make the best decisions when you're GMing to keep your job. We don't know what if he... drummed up any trade interest in 13. Still, it's you know, people want to see it moved, to see the pick moved. Didn't get it moved. They did apparently upgrade at the goaltender position if John Gibson's healthy.
Yes, yeah, and everything you said about Carter Bear is right. It's probably going to take a few years. It might only take a year or two. Who knows? It all depends on how. I mean, he's a physically developed 18-year-old. Plays a physical brand of hockey, which it sounds, everything they're saying about the kid sounds exactly what Red Wing fans want to see. It's a departure from Nate Danielson, who's this great two-way player, or Brancic Nygaard, I guess, adds a little bit more size, and he's not afraid to throw his weight around either. But when they talk about Carter Bear, they talk about the physical presence and also goal-scoring ability. And I don't know, maybe is this a poor man's Kachuk brother? Is that what we're seeing here? Or is he, will he end up being on par with that? I think it sounds like that's the type of player the Red Wings want, the Red Wing fans would want to have. The other player they drafted in the second round, Eddie Genborg from Sweden, is another one that they say plays on the mean streak. He plays very physical hockey and also can score. So maybe their first two picks, maybe they got a couple of really, really good ones of players that will fit the style of play that Red Wing fans will clamor for. But again, probably won't see them for 2-3 years, which is the bummer part, which puts the focus back on free agency and what's happening with the big club. And then there are plenty of guys that are going to be competing for jobs in the fall training camp that are prospects that want to make that jump from Grand Rapids or playing in Sweden to the NHL, and we'll see how that goes. But really now the focus is about what happens 24 hours from now when we start to hear the news of free agent signings.
Let's get back to your open line calls. John's in Detroit and next. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey.
My champ is Steve Eisenman, and I don't have a chump.
Why is he your champ?
Well, you guys are familiar with tanking, right? When you, because of the lottery, they don't have tanking anymore in the NHL. Well, except with Stevie Y. I think Steve went to Marion and Chris Ilitch and said, making the playoffs is not the only goal. Winning the cup is the goal. Draft position is the important thing. I don't think you guys appreciate draft choices enough. The, like a 13 position draft choice is better than a 17th position draft choice. So, well, look at Alavila. His draft picks are the backbone of the Tigers now. He's all of a sudden he's a hero.
He's not. I mean,
well, you got to develop a hero,
but yeah, I mean, so you think it's all part of a grand? He's playing chess, and everyone else is playing checkers. It's all part of his master plan.
I think he's very, very smart. I think Eisenman is really smart.
I hope you're right. I think we're going to get some calls of people who disagree with you, but I hope you're right. There's nothing I'd like more than to see this management group be successful. But can you understand why people are running out of patience?
Well, you guys got to see a sea of 18-year-old players descending on Joe Louis or
No, we're not going to see that. It's at Little Caesars Arena. They're not going to see a bunch of 18-year-old players descending on there and make the team.
They're going to develop. They're going to develop. Look how many players are there. How many prospects?
Yeah, they've got. There's no question. They've got some prospects, and I'm excited to see these guys. And I think that he has drafted reasonably well, and we want to see what these guys do. There's no question. Mo Sider hit. Lucas Raymond, dude, hit. I feel like Marco Casper is a big hit as well. Simon Edvinson, that's a hit. And
if
there
you look
are
at his first
coming.
Round picks, his first round picks, there are no defined busts. There are good players.
Yeah.
There's no superstar.
Well.
But if everybody, and there's some, you know, there's some guys that still have to hit, Kosa and Sandin Pillicka and,
Danielson.
They're not defined as good players yet, but it's promising. You got to win with some stars. Now, maybe that move that was suggested by the writer in The Athletic, that he thinks the Red Wings have big things planned, maybe that brings in the superstar.
It could be. Maybe you trade some prospects to land a superstar. But when the previous caller said that this is his plan, and that you can't take in the NHL, I mean, right, the lottery tries to insure against the tanking aspect of it. But the reason I disagree with assuming that's what Yzerman was doing, I don't think that's what he was doing. I think Steve was trying to put together competitive teams, and the evidence of that is that they weren't drafting consistently in the top three. Regardless of the bad luck you get in the draft, this was not a team that was always drafting. And forget how about the top five? They weren't always drafting the top five because they weren't always the worst team in hockey. It was like one season where they were by far the worst team in the NHL, and they got absolutely screwed, and they ended up with, the fourth overall pick instead of drafting number one. And outside of that,
the league almost took their pick away. That's how bad their lottery luck has been, is that we're just going to remove the Red Wings' first-round pick.
But it wasn't because it was a conscious effort by Steve Yzerman to let's keep this team sucking for the next few years. They were, if you want to say sucking because it didn't make the playoffs, fine, but this wasn't the worst team in the NHL every year for like 6 years in a row to get these top picks. They weren't picking at the top. So that's not a plan. You know, I think he made some signings that made sense, and he's made some signings that didn't make sense, or that I'm sure that he regrets, or that were disappointing at the very least. And there still are some players like that. But that being said, I love how he's drafted, particularly the first round picks. These first round picks are starting to pan out, and we'll see. You know, the real genius of drafting isn't about the first round necessarily. It's finding guys and gems throughout the draft. And that's something they haven't just done just quite yet. But we might start to see that if like an Amadeus Lombardi makes this team and a Carter Mazur and some other non-first round draft picks. We'll see how that works out.
248-539-9797. It'd be good to see him score some good players outside of the first round. But the first round stuff, he's done pretty decent. Feedback coming in. Scott writes in, Champ Scooble, Chump, the Twins, 7 in a row last night. From Pedro in Memphis, Michigan, Champ Scooble, Chump, no Scooble extension yet. I'm not sure. I feel like my ire is more directed at Boris, who I think feeds clients to the biggest markets. Plenty of ire is pointed at the Tigers themselves. You know, I don't even want to think about this extension, because we got right now a team that's going to compete for a World Series. And I don't know why I'm going to make myself miserable worrying about that. They can worry about that, and I hope they have a sense of urgency to get something done. In the meantime, you know, I'm going to focus on this season. Personally, for mental health purposes.
Mental health.
Yeah, focus on this season. Champ, hard to get creative when Scooble did what he did. So the chump is Beasley. There is footage out there of him, completely obvious that he let a player go around. And that's from Eric and Warren. We'll get into that next hour. And yes, internet sleuths are all over Beasley highlights from the past, unfortunately. Suspicious of various things that have happened in his career. Champ, the Tigers for winning another series. Chump, Malik Beasley for being federally investigated for gambling on games. Yeah, again, just right now, an investigation. But, you know, he's getting plenty of chump votes. 2029 could be a big year for Detroit. We get a WNBA team, and the Wings could finally make the playoffs. That's from an unnamed texter. Champ is Scooble. What more can you say about the best pitcher on the planet? Chump apparently is Malik. Hope he made enough on FanDuel to cover what he's about to lose contractually. Again, it's just an investigation. It's important to point that out, but Doesn't look good. Champ Scooble chumped the NHL draft. Horrible audio, horrible video. It was a clunky production, and it was long. So I get where you're coming from. Champ Scooble chump Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. for being a punching bag for Jake Paul. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. got it down for a chump vote.
All right. I didn't realize character. That Jake Paul was fighting.
I had him live reads for Twin Peaks all last week, but it's okay.
Missed it.
It's all right. Jalen Ramsey's being traded. We will get to that story at 11:02, and we'll talk more in depth about Malik Beasley. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.